This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today we're going to talk about getting physical. And by that, I mean getting fit, doing sports, and getting out there in nature. I'm sharing two stories from our new book about how age is just a number. And these stories prove that it's never too late to find your sport and get back in shape. In our first story, which is called The Oldest Living Thing in the Building, Linda Simmons tells us that she and her friend were training to hike down to the bottom of the Grand Canyon and then up again. It would be a 25-mile hike over 2 days with mules to carry their bags. Linda says that in her 66 years, hike the Grand Canyon had never once appeared on her bucket list. But she went along with her friend Hetty, who wanted to do the hike for her 70th birthday. Now, Linda says that she wasn't exactly in the great shape that her friend was. She had a good 20 pounds to lose and a decided lack of recent exercise. But Linda started training for their big hike, joining a fitness club. She started with a free trial of a circuit training class, which just about killed her. It began with a very brisk walk on the treadmill at a speed of 4.5 miles per hour, which is practically a running speed. And it got worse from there, moving on to 100 pulls on the rowing machine, then back to the treadmill, then back to the rower, and then weights, and you get the idea. It was not circuit training for an out-of-shape 66-year-old. It was so out of her league. Like when she went to the weight bench and was searching for smaller weights, maybe 3 pounds, but the lowest weight they had was 8 pounds. And then she picked up an 8-pound weight and her neighbor called over to her, "You'll need two." Well, when it was over, Linda sank into a sofa and then a perky closer came over with a clipboard to sign her up for more torture. She said, "How great was that?" And Linda answered, "I may die right here." Her arms were shaking so much that she spilled water all over her front when she tried to take a sip from her bottle. Linda says, for the first time in fitness history, a closer set the clipboard aside and said, "Can I help you to your car?" After trying everything from Pilates to pole dancing, Linda finally joined a gym and hired a trainer who was excited that a woman her grandma's age wanted to hike the Grand Canyon. And after 7 months, Linda was ready. Her weight was down, her strength was up, and then her friend canceled. No Grand Canyon hike. Linda was so energized and excited about getting fit. It was a challenge that she accepted and accomplished. And in another story about how age is just a number, Jean Dubois tells us about her stint at the 2019 National Senior Games in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Jean needed to make it around the track 4 times, 1,500 meters, almost a mile. That doesn't sound too bad, but Jean was 93 and a self-described couch potato. And before the race, they stood in the 103-degree sun for at least an hour while the committee got the racewalk organized. When Jean finally crossed the finish line and collapsed into a chair, a paramedic put a cold cloth on the back of her neck and gave her water while her grandson hooked up her oxygen and then held an umbrella over her to shield her from the blazing sun. There were only two contestants in the 90 to 94-year-old age group, so it wasn't about winning, but about finishing. And by the way, Jean did the walk with a cane. It got to the point where the judges were walking alongside her, urging her to keep going. Jean's silver medal is hanging on her wall at home now, where she can see it as she resumes her normal position of couch potato watching TV. She says, "It's next to the gold medal I won in the javelin throw, but that's another story." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, age is just a number, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers and read more about it. You'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Target, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Costco Canada, and Amazon. If you'd like to become one of our published writers, check out the Submit Your Story area on our website. You'll see a list of topics we're working on, some story guidelines to help you write a great piece, and the form you fill out to send in your story for consideration. We are always looking for new storytellers to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. Come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories about amazing, miraculous coincidences that linked family members across the generations.